IPM News, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Monday, February 5th. Coming up, we'll learn more about how the Rantoul Police Department still hasn't implemented any department-wide trainings after the village's first ever fatal shootings by police. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin is promoting federal legislation to crack down on social media companies that allow online abuse and mistreatment of children. The Illinois Democrat says it would increase accountability for companies like TikTok, Meta, and Snap. Durbin, during a Senate Judiciary hearing last week, reminded Snap CEO Evan Spiegel that Snapchat has been used to send explicit photos for years.
You said that when you were first trying to get people on the app, you would, quote, go up to the people and be like, hey, you should try this application. You can send disappearing photos. And they would say, oh, for sexting?
Durbin's measure would make the company civilly liable if they're knowingly hosting or storing child pornography. It's waiting for consideration from the full U.S. Senate. An Illinois nonprofit is getting $160 million from the National Science Foundation to study new, more efficient ways to remove forever chemicals from tap water. Current, a water innovation incubator, focuses largely on removing harmful substances like PFAS from the water supply. Governor J.B. Pritzker says this grant will also help expand wastewater mining to look for beneficial minerals like lithium.
This initiative will help enable domestic production of batteries and fertilizers, almost all of which are currently imported. So this engine isn't just addressing water quality and security issues, as important as those are. It's strengthening our supply chain.
Pritzker says current plans to launch dozens of new water tech companies over the next couple of years, creating hundreds of jobs. Illinois pulls out a victory after blowing a double-digit lead late in regulation. David Schuster reports.
Coleman Hawkins scored a team-high 20 points as number 14 Illinois held off Nebraska 87-84 in overtime.
To go out and win tonight is very big because it's just one step closer to what we're trying to accomplish.
The Illini trailed by 7 in the opening half, then led by 10 with just over 3 minutes left in regulation before the Cornhuskers scored 11 of the next 12 points to send it into the extra time. Keisei Tominaga poured in a career-high 31 points to lead Nebraska. They fall to 16-7. Meanwhile, Illinois ups its record to 17-5. I'm David Schuster.
Still to come, we'll learn more about how the Rantoul Police Department still hasn't implemented any department-wide trainings after their first ever fatal shootings by police. That story is next on 217 Today.
The 21st is where Illinois gathers for news, information, and daily conversation on politics, the pandemic, culture, and everything in between. I'm Brian Mackey, inviting you to join the conversation anytime, day or night, by leaving us a voicemail. The number is 217-300-2121, and we might play it on air. Then tune in Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. Two people died at the hands of police in Rantoul last year. Officials say these were the city's first ever fatal police shootings. As I report for Illinois Public Media News and the Invisible Institute, local activists are concerned about the police department's lack of action to prevent future officer-involved shootings. A note to listeners, this story contains descriptions of violence. In February of last year, 21-year-old Rantoul resident Azan Lee was stopped by a group of officers. Lee was suspected of stealing a car. Body cam footage shows the officers approached Lee as he was walking down the street. They began to search him. Rantoul police officer Jose Aceves told Lee to pull out the contents of his pockets, which included loose change and a lighter. Then Aceves reached into the pocket of Lee's hoodie and found a gun. Lee started to run. Officer Aceves followed and kept his hands on Lee.
Get on the ground now.
Get on the ground or you're gonna get shot!
In the struggle, Officer Aceves shot Lee with Lee's own gun. As Lee continued to run, Aceves fired 3 more shots from his weapon. None of them hit Lee. Lee was transported to the hospital where he died. Whenever an officer uses force, the Rantoul Police Department's Use of Force Review Board evaluates whether the officers followed internal policies. In this case, the board, made up entirely of Rantoul police staff, concluded Officer Aceves did nothing wrong. The board recommended Aceves receive additional firearm training, but he resigned just 1 month after the shooting. And just a few months later, he was hired by the Champaign County Sheriff's Department. A department memo shows Rantoul police supervisors told the department Aceves might need close supervision. In June, another Rantoul police officer killed a person, this time during a traffic stop. 18-year-old Jordan Richardson was shot as he ran away with a weapon in hand. In this case, the Use of Force Review Board found the officer, Jerry King, also did not violate the department's policies. The board did not recommend individual follow-up training for him. And just 2 days later, the department sent him to a shooting range. Officials say that's because he needed a new weapon since his last one was seized by the Illinois State Police for its investigation. In both shootings, the board recommended that all Rantoul police staff undergo hands-on training in how to respond to high-stress situations. But documents we obtained through open records requests show the department hasn't implemented any of those recommended trainings.
They're not binding. They are recommendations.
That's Rantoul Deputy Chief Justin Baus.
But they are something that we look at and obviously start to chart a course towards fulfilling, you know, each of those recommendations.
Baus says many of the department's trainings haven't resumed since they were halted by the pandemic, and they always have to consider how much funding they have. Since the fatal shootings, local activists have been pressuring the department to do more.
Justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
If we don't get it,
shut it down!
Urbana resident and activist Derek Bryle says he doesn't trust the police's internal investigation.
You're never going to get an honest review when cops are reviewing cops.
Bryle's helped deliver a petition with over 700 signatures from Champaign County residents, pushing for independent, third-party investigations into the fatal shootings. Rantoul police officials say there's no need for that, which is disappointing to Bryle's.
They have shown absolutely zero willingness to improve, to admit that things could have been handled differently, to really engage with the public in any way or in any meaningful action really at all following either shooting.
Most police department policies allow officers to justify their use of force if they feel their lives are in danger, says Michael Sierra Arevalo. He's a national expert on the use of force in policing and a professor at the University of Texas at Austin. Rantoul's policy is no different.
My work would suggest that what you're looking at here is actually just the logical conclusion, the logical outcome of a policing system that is designed to protect the lives of officers over that of citizens.
And even when departments implement training, he says there's no real evidence that they help reduce force.
I think the simple fact is you're not going to train your way out of a lot of these problems.
The best thing police departments can do, he says, is closely examine everything that happened leading up to a fatal shooting, not just determine whether the officer followed protocol. Rantoul Deputy Chief Bau says the board does consider all these things. Sierra Arevalo also says departments should do psychological evaluations for officers and offer mental health services after high-stress situations. Deputy Chief Bau would not confirm whether the department did any of these things. Police officials did say in an earlier interview they want to get more officers into the recommended trainings this spring. I'm Farrah Anderson, reporting for IPM News and the Invisible Institute. This story was produced in partnership with the Champaign-Urbana Civic Police Data Project of the nonprofit newsroom Invisible Institute. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be mostly sunny with a high of 47 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, David Schuster, and Farrah Anderson. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.